In the last lesson, we looked at some practical techniques you can use to create safe spaces for teams to take on big, audacious projects. In this lesson, I will be taking that one step further, sharing tips and advice to help you be more of a coach-like leader. There are a lot of myths about coaching. Let's be clear. Coaching is not about fixing people, but it does require you, first of all, to do some work on yourself.
You have to come to some realizations of what's really important to you, what makes you who you are, what are your uncompromising principles that you live by, things you will not step away from, and to find out, you know, really what the authentic self is.
Pete Carroll is a former head coach of the Seattle Seahawks and among the most successful American football coaches of the last 50 years. Successful coaching is hard, and it can be so easy to upset, worry, or anger the person you are coaching. Self-awareness gives you an accurate perception of your emotional state in each moment, an understanding of how you react and respond to things. It makes you a better coach.
What we're trying to do is help everybody find the best and give them the opportunity where they can hear what they need to hear. They can be exposed to what they need to be exposed to improve. And then it's our job as coaches to show the people that they are getting better. And in that, you're constantly, you know, building and reminding and supporting that process.
Coaching is not something you do to others. It is done with others. And that's a very important distinction. And it can be part of everyday conversations between all sorts of people, not just leaders and their teams.
When you're more coach-like, what I hope for people is that you're trying to do two things. You're focused on the human and going, how are you thriving? What does it take to support you in being the best version of yourself, both in terms of your contribution to the work, but just as a human being? And also, how do we focus on the work that really matters? Because coaching isn't just about making people feel good. It's about bringing out the best of people and focusing on the work that matters most.
Michael Bungestani helped me personally become more of a coach-like manager and leader. In A Coaching Habit, he talks about three key principles. Be lazy. Be curious. Be often. Be often, I mean, don't wait for a unique moment to do your coaching. It could be a five-minute session, real time, after something happened, a customer meeting, or an event, or around the table at dinner. Be lazy means resist the temptation to wade in with solutions when people come to you with problems. Be curious. Ask lots of questions. Managers who are not confident in themselves and their teams tell people what to do. Coaches ask questions that help their people move forward and grow.
Sometimes that means pushing them and challenging them and saying, you know, not quite good enough. You need to do that better. That doesn't mean that I'm not on their side, because I absolutely am on their side. It means that we all grow through a combination of stress and growth and mistakes, and then release and support and learning and recuperation.
Good coaching questions give someone who's busy and competent the space in which to step back and reflect on their actions from a different perspective, or see a new solution to an old problem. Focus on development, not performance. John Gardner was one of the most important and influential U.S. public servants of the 20th century. He was also a coach and mentor to Jacqueline Novogratz, CEO of Acumen, for 15 years before he died.
I would say, I got off with this ridiculously big job. John, should I take it? I don't know if I should take it. And he would say, Jacqueline, will this job make you more interesting as a person? Or will it allow you to be more interested in the world? And I'd be like, you're killing me. Wow. How come I can't ever take a job just to be more interesting? And he'd say, it's your choice.
Asking the right coaching questions means the difference between a one-way interrogation and a dynamic learning session. Choose concise, open-ended questions that prioritize what or how above why. Finally, a good coach creates a culture of accountability. One way to do that is to hold accountability meetings. Let the regular tell the truth Monday meetings Pete Carroll set up at the Seattle Seahawks.
And it's a meeting to bring everything into focus and to get everybody on the same page. The coaches we all say, you know, I messed up here. I could have done this. I wish I would have thought of that. And in hopes that the players are comfortable and open to do the same in the meetings that follow. So we come back around and it's just like a reassessment of what took place and then getting us on the same page so that we can all step together as we go forward.
Teams that have clear expectations and hold each other accountable experience higher levels of motivation, trust, and collaboration. Lead by example, by demonstrating punctuality, preparation, and ownership of your own responsibilities. I'm Jean-Philippe Courtois. If you want to know more about my own personal journey in becoming a coach-like leader, please click on the link in the description just below. If you enjoyed this lesson, please do leave a positive comment or rating and take a moment to share it with a friend.